West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.
I would like to make a motion to terminate Tom Barber as city manager.
Well, Villa Rica Ward 3 City Councilwoman Stephanie Wormuth telling fellow city council members Tuesday evening that today is the time to do something right. Wormuth believing the right thing to do was terminate controversial city manager Tom Barber. However, only one other city council person, Danny Carter, agreed with Wormuth last night. The freshman councilwoman saying her intent to remove Barber is not a decision she took lightly.
After much discussion with constituents, staff, and department heads, I have come to realize that our city manager is not what is best for Villa Rica.
Among the concerns Wormuth has with Barber's performance, she pointed to Barber so far ignoring council's unanimous decision to rescind the initial job offer of deputy city manager to former Mayor Gil McDougall. McDougall has been on paid leave since that decision more than 1 week ago. However, city officials say an official termination requires Barber's approval.
His refusal to act upon council's vote to rescind the approval of his recommendation shows that he does not care about the will of the council. Plain and simple, Mr. Barber is going to do what Mr. Barber wants to do without any concern of what is best for Villa Rica. It is my belief, as well as the belief of citizens, that this is not the first situation where the city manager has violated our city's personnel procedures and or policies.
Wormuth also refers to Barber's infamous letter from the fall of 2023 before voters overwhelmingly selected Leslie McPherson to be the city's next mayor, in which Barber stated he would not work for the city if McPherson were elected. Despite Wormuth's presentation, city councilpersons Matthew Momtahan, Anna McCoy, and Shirley Marchman said they were unwilling to remove Barber at this time.
I feel like every single meeting we've come out of executive session and we've made a decision that was probably pretty rash, pretty quick, and those decisions we've had to modify. So I again don't want, based upon information that we learned tonight in executive session, I don't want to make a quick, rash decision.
We need some time to calm down. If we get a new city manager, we want a good one. And if people come and watch our last three council meetings, nobody good is going to want to come.
While not agreeing to terminate Barber at this time, council did later unanimously approve the motion made by Councilman Momtahan to suspend Barber without pay for one full week, beginning next Monday, so the council has the opportunity to review Barber's record as city manager.
I think it's appropriate in this case, considering the things that we know he did and the things that we possibly learned tonight once we can verify.
The motion also requires that Barber make a decision by this Friday on the status of McDougall's employment with the city. Unedited audio from last night's discussion and actions regarding Barber's employment status is now available via the WLBB Facebook page. Well, Carroll County voters showing the majority of their support for President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump during Tuesday's presidential primary election in Georgia. Biden receiving 93% of the votes on Democratic ballots, followed by Marianne Williamson with more than 5% and Dean Phillips with 2%. Trump receiving 91% of the votes on Republican ballots in Carroll County, followed by Nikki Haley with more than 7% and Ron DeSantis with less than 1%. Voters choosing the Republican ballot in Harrelson County Tuesday selected Trump 95% of the time. Haley received about 4%, and DeSantis a little more than 0.5%. 89% of the voters choosing the Democratic ballot in Harrelson County Tuesday selected Biden. Williamson received about 9%, and Phillips about 2%. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office is hosting a church safety and security summit this weekend at the West Georgia Worship Center on Old Bushmill Road. Sheriff Stacy Williams says it's an event that pastors, church leaders, church security teams, and lay members should take part.
Chief Jamie Sailors, he's taught this for many years, along with Sergeant Nick Garner with the University of West Georgia Police Department. They're two professionals when it comes to this area. Jamie leads his church security team at the West Georgia Worship Center.
Williams promoting the event on the WKNG King Country Morning Show with John Copeland.
It's sad to have to say this, but we have to have security teams in place in churches to protect parishioners when they come to church. They were just worn out in Houston, Texas, I think it was, just a few days ago, a woman came in with a gun and started shooting up the place, and she was ultimately shot. But we're going to talk about it gives the people the opportunity to know what to do when something arises in a church setting like this.
The Church Safety and Security Summit is this Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock at the West Georgia Worship Center on Old Bushmill Road. And today is the last day to register for the 2024 Fentanyl Awareness Summit hosted by the Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Coalition. Thursday's event at City Station in Carrollton begins at 9 o'clock sharp. Organizers say Carroll County is facing a fentanyl crisis. Dozens of residents are dying each year from fentanyl-related overdoses, and they say now is the time to act. Register to attend online at tanner.org. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.